Dvar Halacha and Hilchos. This is Tuesday night, Or L'Chof Teshvat. Two things in Hilchos. I've said this Halacha already. Could be it was the very, very, very first one I ever said. At least I remember it. It could be it was the first or the second. But the Kavod, Rabbi Padowitz Ashir, starting Hilchos Tzitzis last night. And so I figured I'll say something on Hilchos Tzitzis. We covered the shiur. So two points. One is that if you say what it says in the Sidurim about Hineni Mechavin, I mean, Vesatev Tzitzis, Kadesh, Vesatev Ruchi, all that Kabbalistic stuff that it says in the Siddur, so that's nice, it's wonderful, but you really didn't say what you're supposed to say, which is that you're mechavin to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah srichas kavona, it's enough to think it, but if you're going to say something that hinni mechavin, you can say what's in the siddur if you want, but you should at least add that you're mechavin the l'kayim mitzvah zbori, to do the mitzvah that Hashem said. And really, you should be mechavin also, or you should say, l'satev betzitzes, k'day liro solsom, but just like by Sukkah, the Shita Sabach, that you have to have that extra kavana, it boils down to the word laman. When it says laman, the Torah is saying a reason, according to that Bach at least, it's even ma'akev, and certainly you have to have that kavana, besides the regular kavana of doing the mitzvah, you have to have whatever kavana. So you have it by Sukkah, laman yedid orasechem ki b'sukkah so shavti yus b'nei Yisrael. You have it by tzitzis, l'man tiz geruva asisemas kol mitzvah soy, and you have it by tefillin, l'man tiyatoros Hashem b'ficha, which probably, it's not so clear what it means. It either means yitzias mitzrayim, or it means yichud Hashem, which is in the parshios of the tefillin. So that's halacha number one, that besides saying the formula that's in the siddur, I'm not suggesting you should skip it, but it's very Kabbalistic. I would think you'll be moichel me that most of you don't know what it means. But you should say that you're mechavin to l'kayim mitzvahs bori, and mechavin also for the reason of the tatev betzitzes k'day liro solsom, the liz kores kol mitzvahs Hashem b'la'asol solsom. So that's one thing you should have in mind when you put on the tzitzis. Another thing is, it's quite often that we take off our talus and we go to the bathroom, or stamazoi, we take it off and we put it back on, and our minhag is not to make a minhag. Ashkenazim usually don't make a bracha, that's the psak of the Ramah, that even if you take it off and now you're not wearing tzitzis anymore, even without the talus cotton. So you don't put on a bracha when you put it on again. You don't make a bracha when you put it on again. But the Shulchan Aruch really paskins you should. So the Bir Halacha actually makes the suggestion how to be yotze all the shitas, and that is that when you put it on and you make the bracha, you have in mind that if you take it off, you might take it off, and then you're going to put it on after a few minutes, whatever it be, maybe even up to a half hour, some say even more, you're going to put it back. And if you have that in mind, b'shas the bracha, or b'shas when you're putting it on, so then you do not make a new bracha. So you could be yotze the shittas of the Shulchan Aruch too. You could be yotze all the shittas if you have that in mind. So now we're saying like this, that when you put on the tzitzis, you're really going to end up having four things in mind, maybe. One is to do the mitzvah. One is to do the mitzvah for the reason it says, liros see the tzitzis, belizkor is called mitzvah Hashem v'lasos olsam. You would have in mind to be that the bracha should be on the talus cotton also, if you haven't made a bracha on the talus cotton. I venture to say most people don't. I know. Don't bother coming over to me just to tell me that you do, okay? But a lot of people don't. So when you make the bracha on the talus gadol, you should have in mind to patter the talus cotton. And if you want to be yaitzer to be halacha, you should have in mind that if you take off the talis, you're going to put it back. That's like, even before you get started, you have four things to have in mind. So don't come late to shul. This is going to make you even later.